Friday, October 27, 7 picks today, and I'll get right into them. We'll start with baseball, and in baseball, we've got Boston visiting Houston in a potential deciding game to determine the American League World Series participant. While I would lean Houston in this game, I do not have enough edge on that to play it. However, the over, well, it was 8.5. We'll have to take 9. Over 9 in the game is the play. Hopefully it's 10 or more. Otherwise, we end up with a push rather than the win when it opened at 8.5. Surprised that it opened at 8.5. That was a steal. But 9 is the play. And I do believe it'll go above 9. So over 9 runs, Boston and Houston. Now we go to college football. The only play that has any merit is Colorado State and Utah State to go under 58.5. I did like Middle Tennessee and Washington minus the points. Middle Tennessee minus 14.5. You know, giving up more than 2 touchdowns, and then the same with Washington and Arizona. Now you're giving up 2 touchdowns and a field goal. It just doesn't work for me. And you're talking about road teams as well. So Middle Tennessee on the road, Washington on the road. I did like those, giving the points, but really it just doesn't make sense to play against a home team giving up that many points. So we're going to have to pass on that. And the Washington-Arizona game under also looked kind of attractive, but that's not really a number issue. That's just it's not a good enough play, so that's not a play. So only Colorado State, Utah State under 58.5, and then we'll move on to NBA, where there's 3 plays. The first one is Charlotte and Cleveland. I like that to be under 225.5, under 225.5 for Charlotte and Cleveland. And then we get to New Orleans visiting Chicago. I do think Chicago's got it put together here, the numbers indicate so far. And again, you know, early in the season, it's hard to extrapolate. The good thing is, I don't want to jinx it, but 4-0 on the NBA season so far. So we will jump in here with Chicago minus 6, and then San Antonio visiting Denver. Going to take Denver minus 7.5. Again, that moved up, down, whatever you want to call it. It started at 7, so we've got to give up another half point on that. But Denver looks solid. They do. So Denver minus 7.5, Chicago minus 6, and Cleveland and Charlotte under 225.5. And then we move on to the final sport today, which is NHL. 2 picks on the same play, same game. And that would be the Los Angeles Kings visiting Dallas. The Dallas Stars are the play at minus 150. You could consider the 60-minute slash regulation slash three-way line. It's called different things depending on what book you're using. Or you could split it. I just went strictly with the money line. It's not too high a juice where it scared me away. This gives you the advantages. If it goes to overtime, you can still get the win, whereas if you play a regulation line, you're done one way or the other if it goes. I don't think it will, but here's why. I'm taking the full money line at minus 150 because I do like the under on this as well as the second play, under 5.5. And when you're talking about a low-scoring game, you're also increasing the likelihood of a potential, you know, 2-2 kind of thing, 1-1 even, overtime. So, yeah, I mean, there certainly could be 2-0, 3-1. There's plenty of options to be under and take regulation. So don't let that scare you off if you don't want to pay 150. I'm more comfortable if I'm taking an over and then playing a regulation line than I am taking an under in regulation. And there's some mathematics behind that. All right, so that's it. Dallas and the under 5.5 in that game. Again, NBA was Denver and Chicago minus the points. Cleveland, Charlotte under the total. Baseball is Houston and Boston over the total. And college football, Colorado State, Utah State under the total. And I'll be back at some point with college football Saturday. Good luck.